down to our time, the crib scene has taken many forms, from the spectacular scenes that we might see in store windows to the simple olive wood carvings made by the residents of Bethlehem. There's something artistically and emotionally appealing about the Christmas crib. What is it that made this bright idea of St. Francis so popular? Well, it's because the Christmas creche makes a great mystery of God accessible to everyone, even to children. St. John's Gospel begins by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." This profound truth lies at the heart of the whole of human history. The richness of the text would be enough for us to savor for a lifetime. With this text, we're drawn deeply into the mystery of God. But some people find that opening line of John's Gospel very difficult to fathom. We cannot ever fully grasp who or what God is. But even a child can understand a baby, a mother, a father, animals, and simple people kneeling in wonder. These tell us that the inscrutable, ineffable, unimaginable God has somehow translated himself into our language, into something we can understand and actually see. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory. And God is telling us, as he told the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Do not be afraid to accept this God into your life. Do not be afraid to make God the center of your life. So today, we celebrate this Word becoming human. But what does it mean to say that Christ dwells with us here and now? Does it mean to say that Christ dwells only with those who believe? Or do we also find him elsewhere? In the song, "Love Comes Down," Matt Maher sings, "I'm searching for a king and a kingdom, here among the beggars and the weak, the broken and redeemed." This is the truth that we can act upon during this season. The vulnerability of the Word becoming human in the crib is the same vulnerability that we are called to discover in those around us. Yes, Christ is there in the families we celebrate with today, but he is also to be encountered in a profound way in the broken and uncertain lives of many who are struggling at this time. Matt Maher's song continues, "I'm finding grace beyond all measure. In flesh and blood he hides his majesty inside of you and me. He hides his majesty inside of you and me." What a profound thought. Coming to a deep awareness of that truth, perhaps we can resolve to keep in mind all those of any kind of need at this time of the year. Christ clothed himself in our humanity as the greatest sign of solidarity with the human race. God is truly aligned to us in Jesus, and we in turn can align our hearts to God by recognizing and serving God's Son in those who need Him most. We know that Mary kept all these things in her heart, reflecting on them. We too are able to get our mind around what we see in the stable: humility, love, simplicity, hope, mystery, unity, and joy. Let us try to see within the manger God and Mary's Son. In this tiny stranger, heaven and earth are one.